You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
And let's check in with Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. He fishes the Grand Isle, Fouchon areas. Let's check in and see what's been going on. Darryl, it's been up and down on the weather. How you guys make out this week?
It's been up and down on the fishing, too, Don. We kind of entered that, you know, it's like we've entered that that summer doldrums. You know, you got some guys that leave in the morning. It's just whether or not you're lucky to find the fish. Some of them are done in an hour and a half. Others are fishing all day long for 10, 12 fish. You know, kind of internet summer pattern where the water's getting hot. Fishing's getting a little unpredictable. And the weather, of course, didn't help any this week. Kept everything kind of stirred up and muddy. But, hey, it's making for a good time on the water. I mean, heck, look at me. It's 10 minutes to 6. I'm out across Barataria Bay watching a bunch of half-blind middle-aged men try to figure out a not-so-easy licensing system on their phone.
Sounds like fun. Sounds like fun. Oh, my. Darryl, I talked to Robbie about using that slip cork. Do y'all use that down there? As I recall, I think you and I have fished like that at some of those rigs.
We typically, you know, Don, we used to use it back when we were hitting those Sandy Point rigs. We use it a lot of times in the early spring and the winter time when we're fishing those sheephead on those rigs. It's not something that's in the arsenal on a regular basis for us. It's just we just don't use it that often. Now, I can tell you right now, I'm looking at my rod sitting in the rod holder. I got three of them with jig heads and plastic on it that are just as easy to go to the bottom, and I sure like it that way.
You know, Robbie was talking about tough finding speckled trout his way, but plenty of redfish. Is it just the opposite where you are?
No, Don, it was we had a spike on the redfish, a week or so ago. I mean, it was some of our guys on some of the boats we were running with these multi-boat deals. Some of them elected not to fight this stuff with the speckled trout about 2 weeks ago and all went up north and got into that marsh, and the redfish were just really, I mean, they came back with limits while everybody else was kind of struggling a little bit for, you know, hunting for trout. Now, this past week, it seems to have changed a little bit. There's been a whole lot of those 10, 12-inch redfish, that new crop that's been up there. So the keepers kind of disappeared on us. But you got to remember, the water's been really, really high. And when that water's been really, really high, those redfish will get all up in that daggum grass. And I don't care what kind of, how skinny your boat is, it's really hard getting in that grass with them. But when you do find them, we were talking about this yesterday afternoon. The interesting thing was you throw your bait up in the middle of the grass and you think you hung up. You just wiggle it a little bit, and all of a sudden the grass explodes because there's a redfish in it.
Hmm. Yep. Well, you know, that water's getting hotter and hotter, so, you know, you got to find a little deeper spots and cuts and where that water might be moving and keeping a little cool to find redfish in the marsh this time of year. What else is going on there? Oh, how's the run on white trout? Y'all been picking up some white trout down there?
They've started to show up, Don. It doesn't seem as though they're as heavy as they have been in years past. Not yet. They might be running a little late on us. There's been some white trout mixed in with them. We haven't seen a whole lot under the lights at the camp just yet. I'm sure they're coming. Other than that, I mean, you know, I heard you talking with Robbie about the bait situation. I can tell you that that tropical storm looks like it moved all our brown shrimp out. So the closure does not surprise me, because all we're catching right now is a bunch of little baby whites. And when I say baby whites, they're not much bigger than grass shrimp. So like I told you last week, don't cuss your bait guy. He can only catch what's out there.
Exactly. Well, you know, if that's what's in the water, that's what the fish are going to be looking for. You catch fish, doesn't matter if they're small shrimp. I'd rather have the big ones and save them for me to make my fried shrimp po' boy.
Yeah, I peeled about a dozen crabs yesterday and plan on finding me some shrimp to mix in with them, and it's going to be crab cakes and shrimp cakes this week for the holiday.
That sounds good. I was just getting ready to ask you that, because I had some listeners wanting to know about the crab and run down on the island. What are you hearing from people that are running crabs, either by the lines or using traps or nets?
Oh, I can tell you right now, my good traps, when I'm running my traps to good traps, I'm averaging about two dozen to a trap. So all of a sudden all the sponges disappeared. So the females are in their second, they're headed toward their second spawn. They've already gotten rid of most of their eggs. So the majority of what you catch is all keeper crabs.
Yep. What he's talking about when he says sponge, if you've ever caught a crab and it has that orange looking, yellow looking sponge attached to the underside of it, that is the eggs. And it is illegal to keep a crab in what they call the berry or sponge stage. And if you get caught with it, I think the fine is like $100 for doing that, because that destroys just thousands of potential crabs. Daryl, I also had somebody ask me, what is the best bait for crabbing? I've always said just, you know, fish fillets. After you get finished fishing them and the head's still on them, that works great for me. What do you use for crab bait?
Strictly carcasses. And you brought up those white trout. I've gotten in a habit where I don't care if that white trout 6 inches long, he stays and comes home with me, because we make him crab bait. But yeah, right. Fish carcasses 100%.
Very good. Now, if somebody wants to come down there and get in on this Grand Isle summertime fishing before the summer goes away, tell them how you can find you. I got you on my website. They can find you at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. But if they want to go directly to you and give you a call, give them the info.
RealScreamers.com, or they can pick up the phone, 225-937-6288.
All right, try to get those middle-aged guys some licenses before y'all get in trouble, and we'll see you next week.
I'm getting a thumbs up. It must have went through.
All right, good deal. Got them all legal. Thanks, Daryl.
All right, have a good day.
All right, there they go. Boy, the start of a great day. I sound like they're having fun. You should have some fun, too. You go fishing with a bunch of your buddies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.